Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to Yes Is Back, the podcast. Once again, I'm your host, Miyoko Taylor. And today we are going to peel back the onion just a little bit. This is going to be possibly a very intense episode for some of you out here listening. And it may probably be intense because we're going to take a different approach here. We're going to talk about something that I feel very passionate about, and I feel like something that needs to be said. And that fact and what I want really want to say today, and as for those of you listening, and I want you to kind of listen up and really take this episode to heart. I feel like it's one of the most important episodes that you'll listen to right now at this current state and time you're listening. And the question I want to ask is, who are you? Who are you? I feel as though so many people in this world are living lives that are designed by somebody completely different from who they are. They're designed by someone else. And here's what I mean. You may be in a profession right now that you absolutely hate. And the only reason why you're in that profession is somebody told you that it would be a good field to get into. You know, maybe your parents were in that particular field, so you decided to pursue that to make them happy. Maybe, you know, you got into a relationship because it seemed very, very good at the time. And everybody else thought it was good, and you took everybody else's opinion, and you got into that relationship and may have realized it was the worst thing that you could possibly done in your life. I can give you so many different examples. But the reason why I asked you is, who are you? Is because I believe many people in the world right now, yes, are living a life that has been intentionally designed by someone else. And this is one of the primary reasons why they are completely unfulfilled. They're unhappy, consistently stressed, burnt out, confused, frustrated, angry. And although we may see them as successes on the outside, and I'll rephrase it a different way, though you may seem like a success on the outside, behind closed doors, you're shedding private tears. You're crying. You're hiding your emotion, your dissatisfaction, because you are completely and utterly, utterly unhappy in your life. And I really want you to think about that. Think about your career. Think about your personal life. Think about your relationships. Think about you as a whole. Think about what you're passionate about, what you believe, what you value, what your principles are. Are they your own? Have you really sat down with yourself and really, really got to know you? You know, I coach a lot of people, you know, day in and day out, people are different. And one of the questions I ask most people is, who are you? What do you want to do? Those are the top two questions. What do you want to do with your life? Who are you? And most people, when they answer, they say, you know, I haven't asked myself that in a long time. And we're so distracted by everything that goes on in the world. Social media, who says we should look a certain way, we should listen to a certain type of music, we should have a certain type of opinion, we should follow certain types of people, we should eat this, we shouldn't eat that, this is cool, this is not cool, hate this and don't hate that, love this and don't love that. Who are you? Have you really spent the time to really get to know you, who you are, what your values are, what your principles are, what you believe and why you believe it, what's really important to you, What are you really passionate about? What are you missing in your life? What do you really want to accomplish? These are the things that I really want you to ask yourself as you listen to this episode, because I feel it is needful. It's needful for a lot of you listening right now, because much of your misery, much of your dissatisfaction, much of your depression, your anxiety, your frustration, your unhappiness is simply because you are living an inauthentic version of yourself. And this may be your entire life. You may feel like you have been living life as an imposter. You know, sometimes, you know, imposter syndrome is a very common thing. And oftentimes imposter syndrome is misdiagnosed, but it's mistaken for literally living life as an imposter, because your life is not your grand design. And what I mean by your grand design, I'm not talking from a divine place, right? I'm talking from childbirth to where you are now. You have allowed everyone else to influence your decision to get you to the point to where you are now. And where you are now, you're unhappy because you feel like you have not played any type of major role in your life or in your life decisions. So we're going to do a little bit of soul searching today on this episode. We're not going to talk about people pleasing. We're not going to talk about setting boundaries. We're not going to talk about work-life fulfillment. We're not going to talk about any of those things. I'm going to ask you some questions, and I really want you to think about this. And if you got to pause it right now, I suggest you pause it and you grab a pen and some paper, or you grab your phone, your iPad, whatever you have, Android, doesn't matter. Because these next three questions will no doubt change your life. They have changed my life, and they're consistently changing my life, because you can apply these three questions to every area in your journey of life. Every single area, whether it's professional, whether it's your relationship, if you want your relationships to get better, friendships, marriage, any type of thing, it doesn't really matter. This can be applied to absolutely everything. So question number one, I've already asked the question. I'm going to ask it again. Who are you? When I mean who are you, what are some of the things that you value? What are your principles? What are your non-negotiables in life? What are the things that you want to accept or you're willing to accept? And what are some of the things that you will absolutely positively not accept in your life? What do you like to do? What's important to you? What do you value? Is there something that you value that you haven't tapped into yet? Is there something that defines who you are that you've been neglecting because you've been so distracted with everything else? Who are you? Not the person that has all these awards and accolades at their job, their profession, the person that everybody likes. No, who are you? At the end of the day, when you lay down in your bed, when the phone calls stop, when the praises of people stop, you know, everybody congratulating you and tell you how awesome you are, if that's the case, when all that stops, when everybody's sleeping and you lay down in your bed, and it's just you and yourself in that particular moment, who are you? Who is the person that you see and nobody else does? And are you completely satisfied with who that person is? Really, really think about that. Who are you? Next question. What do I want? We spend so much time trying to pursue people, things, and situations that are told we're supposed to pursue these things. We're told what this is what success looks like. Whether it's fancy cars, whether it's the huge house, whether it's private jets, whether it's this type of woman, whether it's this type of man, whether it's this type of profession, or whether you're supposed to like this particular type of thing. But what do you want? What are you passionate about? What do you love to do? What do you love to do that you've stopped doing or just haven't done yet or want to try or you love the idea? In other words, what are you passionate about? What drives you? If it's from a professional standpoint, what's that one thing that you love to do that you wouldn't even have to get paid for? You know, in your personal life, what do you want for yourself? Is there a knowledge that you want to gain? It can be health related. Is there a level of health you want to obtain? Is it a better quality relationship with yourself, first and foremost, or with a spouse, or with a mother or father, or with a brother or a sister? Is it something you always wanted to do, but you put off because you thought you were going to be ridiculed, laughed at? People would tell you, oh, it's not possible. You shouldn't aim that high. Nobody accomplished it. Nobody's ever done it. But you want it. What do you really want? So many people walk around today not knowing what they want. That's another question I ask a lot of my own clients. What do you really want? And you know, again, the response that I get is, you know what? I haven't asked myself that in a long time. And maybe you fit that description as well. So I'm asking you on this episode, what do you want? Be very clear about it. And if you don't know what you want, then go back to who you really are. Because I can guarantee you, when you find out who you really are, as a person, authentically you, completely naked in yourself, then what you actually want for yourself, for your life, will become a lot more clearer, because clarity is what we need right now. So what do you want? Don't worry about how hard it may seem to obtain it. Don't worry about what anybody else is going to think. This is not about anybody else listening to this episode. I want you to personalize it. It is 100% about you. So what do you want for your life? What do you want for, if you're a parent, what do you want for your child's life? What do you want as a spouse, as a husband, as a wife, as a father, as a mother? What do you want as a professional? As an individual, what do you want? When is the last time you asked yourself this question? What do you want? So that's question number two. So who are you and what do you want? Once you cover those two things, you can go to the third one. Let me use who am I and what do I want in a couple of examples before I go into the third question, right? So let's say you're in a marriage and the marriage is not working well, and you know you can actually work on some particular things, the question you may ask yourself is, who am I as a husband or who am I as a wife? And you really be brutally honest with yourself. Then ask yourself, is that who you truly are? And if it's not who you are, then you want to be the most authentic person as possible. And then ask yourself, what do I want? What do I want as a husband, as a wife? What do I want? And it's not, you're not asking from a place of selfishness, but you got to be clear on what you want. We are so unclear on who we are and what we want, and it causes a lot of problems in our lives. And I'm not exempt from that myself. I'm telling you these things because I've experienced these things myself. I've talked to many other people who have experienced these things themselves. Lack of clarity on who we are and what we want leads to major problems. And this is why I'm dedicating this episode to these three very important questions. All right. And another, we'll use a professional example. You may want to get a raise or a promotion at your job, or as an entrepreneur, you're really trying to grow your business. Who are you? What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? What are your gifts as an individual? Those things are important. And what do I want? What's my purpose for doing this business? What's my purpose for wanting this promotion? What does it do for me? What does it do for my life? Why do I really want it? Being clear on that. Now, who I am and what do I want? Once you have those two questions down, right? The last question is, what will it take to get there? The problem with a lot of us, and myself included in times past, is we undergo a process to get there. We know what it takes to get there, but the there is not really where we want to be. That's the problem. We get there, but there is not really where we want to be, because we didn't figure out what we actually wanted and actually who we are. Who we are and what we wanted was taken away, or we allowed that to be taken away, because we allowed others to design the particular pathway for our lives. This is why a lot of people are successful professional athletes, professional entertainers, professional anything. Public figures, people of renown that we see on television or that we see in a business magazine, or just everyday people, right? But the problem is, some of these people are unfulfilled because they took the steps to get where they are, but where they are is not in alignment with who they are and what they want. And this is why I'm really harping on this in this episode, ladies and gentlemen, because it's so important. A lot of us have gotten to there, but the there we got to, the goal we accomplished, the career path we're on, the success that we're experiencing in this particular area of our lives, it's not in alignment with who we are and what we actually want. And this is what's causing the unhappiness. And you're asking yourself, like, why am I so unhappy? I'm achieving all these things and everybody would love to have this particular thing happen in their life, but I'm unhappy, because you're not in alignment with who you are and what you want. As simple as it sounds, it's that simple. And it is that much more important. So think about where you're at in your life right now. In any area, your personal or your professional life. You got there for a reason. You took the steps, you got there. Whatever those steps were. Is that there? Whatever place you're at in your life. Be it relationships, be it job, be it physical fitness, anything. Is wherever you're at in alignment with who you are and what you want? And if that question is no, then it's time to go back to square one. It's time to go back to who you really are and revisit that. We don't do that enough. Most people never do it. A lot of people just go through life and they leave and they take their last breath feeling regret because there's so many things that they wanted to do, so many things they could have done, an impact that they wanted to make, and they just never did it. They just flew by the seat of their pants, or they just marched to a profession or to a lifestyle that never really was in alignment with who they are and what they wanted. It was what was presented before them. It's what somebody else said would be great, or it was the family business or what everybody else was doing. We are all unique individuals. We have our own passions. We have our own gifts. We have our own purposes when it comes to our professional lives and just experiences that happen in our lives that drive us to do something, to solve a problem, to make the world a better place, whatever it is. But we don't take the time to revisit ourselves. So I'm asking you listening, when was the last time you reconnected to yourself? When was the last time you really sat down, turned off the cell phone, turned off the television, and just really sat down with yourself and reconnected with yourself? I'm not talking about singing Kumbaya or anything like that. But I'm talking about really, really getting to yourself and really outlining everything that's taken place in your life. And when you ask that question, who am I? You can actually sit back and smile and say, you know what? I'm 100% comfortable in my skin of who I am. And my life's journey is completely in alignment with my values, my principles, my beliefs, and the things that are the most important to me. If you can say that, you are in a class that probably 10% of the entire world is in. And I know that sounds like a lofty number, but I'm going to say 10% of the world. So if you're listening right now, if you made it this far, what I want to tell you is that it's time to stop living life based on someone else's dream. Stop living life based on someone else's goals, someone else's aspirations for you. It's time to stop being unhappy because you don't want to be honest with yourself. And you don't want to be honest with the people that have brought you to the point where you're at. It's time for you to really, really get honest with you. It's time to go back to who you really are. It's time for you to really decide what it is that you want. And then it's time for you to decide the steps on what it's actually going to take to get there. There's no complicated step, no hidden secret, no astronomical process, no formula that's only known by the most elite people in the professional world. It's not that deep. It's not that complex. But it requires work. It requires work. It requires commitment to yourself. And it requires you going down the road of self-discovery. Because a lot of people out there, you don't know yourself. Not entirely. So I want you to think about those three questions. Who am I? Who do I want to be? Is my current state of who I am right now in alignment with that person that I aspire to be? And if not, I need to change that. What do I really want for my life, for those important to me who that I'm responsible for? What do I want in my career, in my relationship, in my personal being, in my pursuit in life? What do I want? And finally, what is it going to take to get there? From point A to Z. Step by step, what do I need to do every single day to get there? And getting there just may be becoming a better version of yourself. Being better today than you were yesterday. Doesn't have to be any complex, monumental thing or monumental goal. Maybe your goal is to just be a little bit better in every single area. One step at a time every single day. All right, so this is all I got for this episode. I hope you take this to heart. I hope you wrote those three questions down. Again, they will change your life. They will transform your life. You don't have to live a life of unhappiness. You don't have to live a life where you are completely unsatisfied with who you are because you're not going after what you want and you're not taking the steps to get there. Some of you know who you are, but you're not doing what you want. Some of you know who you are and exactly what you want, but maybe you don't know how, or you're just not taking the steps to get there. And some of you listening, you just don't have any of these questions. And this is why this works. Find out where you're at within these questions. Can you answer two of them with confidence and clarity? And it's just one, or do you have to go back to the drawing board and really figure out and explore all three? That's all I got for you, ladies and gentlemen, today. Once again, this is Miyoko Taylor. You listen to the Yes Is Back podcast. And until next time, think, do, and be who you are. Thank you for listening.